Yesterday I was on the phone with a young woman. She wanted to put together a shiur. And she commented to me yesterday. She said, "I've never felt the mar of Cheshvan more than I do this year. I've never felt the mar of Cheshvan more than I do this year." So my initial reaction was there. I just wanted to remind her, you know, we're not in Cheshvan yet. I'm not sure. You know, okay, maybe some people might think, okay, Yontif's over, it's Cheshvan already. Like, it doesn't happen that way. After first, we weren't even mevarch in Chodesh Cheshvan. So first I reminded her that we were not even in Cheshvan. She was aware. She said she was aware. But I, Hamevin Yavin, I understood exactly what she meant. As Baruch Hashem, it was a beautiful thing to hear from her. Al Mamish was a young woman who she felt for the first time in her life, more than any other time, felt the beauty, the Kedusha, how Halig Yantiv is, and it's depressing. It's very difficult. When you go from all the Yom Tovim of Tishrei, from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, even from an Elul, Seir Shemei Tshuva, Sukkis, Shana Rabba, Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, and then you wake up, Yisru Chag, and it's just Yisru Chag, it's a regular day, it's Chol. How quickly, it's an amazing thing, it's a long period of time, from the beginning of Elul until the end of Simchas Torah, but it's mamish, it feels like it was Karafayim. Imamish feels like it was Keharifayim, it feels like it was so quick. It's a big chizik in life, how every moment of life we have to make the most of, how quickly life passes us by. But the emphasis is we all need chizik these days. Even though Baruch Hashem, hopefully for most of us, things are good in our lives, but we need chizik. I had a Talmud who texted me yesterday, the day before. It must have been yesterday, or maybe it was Matzah Yontif. He knew he wasn't going to be able to be here tonight, but he was going to listen to the shiur. He says, "Rebbe, you got to put together big chizik. We need big chizik after the Yom Tov." Emma says, "I myself need big chizik." I myself was sitting with my kids on Simchas Torah afternoon on the couch later in the afternoon, and the mamish, I started crying. It's to think about the end of Yom Tov. How excited we were for all the Yom Tov, us who are connected to the Ribbono Shel. Others don't understand. We were excited for Rosh Hashanah. We were excited for Yom Kippur. And Vada for a Sukkot and a Simchas Torah. And it's very difficult then to go back into the regular days, the Choledik days, and yes, to prepare for a Mar Cheshvan, which we know is Mar Cheshvan because it's void of any Yom Tovim, and it feels like a long time until Chanukah. But the emphasis I was thinking about, and I think it's actually, even though reality is it's difficult and it might be a little bit depressing, it's a little bit of an immature way of looking at what Avodas Hashem is supposed to be and who we're supposed to be. And I think I myself need chizik and have to understand that yes, Yom Tov is over, but there's Yisru Chag. You know, what does Yisru Chag mean? Yisru Chag obviously was yesterday already. It was 2 days ago already. What day is it? Today's Thursday? I don't even know the days. After Yom Tov, it's hard to get back into the days. Because Yom Tov is Yom Tov. You're not thinking days of the week. You don't think days of the week. You think, okay, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, first day is Sukkot, Chol HaMoed, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. What day is that? Doesn't matter what day it is. It's Shemini Atzeres. It's Simchas Torah. So you have to get back into knowing days of the week a little bit. Lamaisa, what does Yisru Chag mean? Yisru Chag means to be bound to the Chag. Oseres, to be bound to the Chag. Not just this is the day after the Chag. People are Yisru Chag, the day after Chag. It's not the day after Chag. It's to be bound to the Chag. The lesson is that the Avodah is that the Yom Tovim should be there as a spark, but we should continue to be bound to the Yom Tovim. And the Chizik and the Simcha and the Kirvas Elokim of the Heilig Yom Tovim was not something that was there then and it's gone now. Hopefully it built us into a much stronger relationship with Hashem. We also have to understand there's avoida for every day and avoida for a different time. And our avoida, if Ratzon Hashem is today to be a regular mundane Thursday, our avoida is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best of ways with as much simcha and eslavas as we did tanzing on the Simchas Torah. Obviously that's not such an easy madrega. But that's what our avoida is as a yid. And hopefully Yontiv was just the beginning and not Chas V'Shalom the end. If it was the end, it's depressing. If it was the beginning, it's exciting. I'm excited to take all the chizik of the Heilig Yontiv and go into the year. There's a Torah, actually. Wasn't going to say it again. I said it recently in the Rebbe's Sukkah at the Simchas Beis Shveva by the Rebbe. But it happens to be, it was a Torah from the Kedushas Levi, and today was the Yartzeit of Kedushas Levi. And Talmud Moshe Yoina, Mori Rosenfeld, he sent me a voice message earlier today. He was on the way to a Hilula in Yerushalayim for the Kedushas Levi that somebody was making somewhere, and he wanted a Torah that he could tell over from the Heilige Barditchever. And I shared with him the following Torah. And even though I've said this Torah before, it's worth repeating, and I think this is the chizik we need. The Kedushas Levi, the Barditchever, says it's in his drashas for Pesach. And he's discussing that the Tosfos in Psachim, I think it's Kuf Beis or Kuf Gimel, Amud Beis on the bottom, if you look it up. And Tosfos has the following question. Tosfos has the following question on the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that on Yontiv we also have Neshama Yaseira. Just like we do on Shabbos. Whatever that means exactly, we're not going to get into right now. But this heightened level of Kedusha, heightened level of Ruchnius on Yontiv, just like we do on Shabbos. So Tosfos asks on the Rashbam, if that's so, then what? The Mata Yontiv we should need Besamim. We just made Avdallah two nights ago, right? Everybody made Avdallah on Tuesday night. And what did we make Avdallah? We had a Kois Shal Yayin, Mavdal Ben Kois Chol, call it a day. We didn't have a candle, Vada, because on Yontiv you use a candle. You're allowed to cook on Yontiv. There's no Avdallah of a candle. And also the other reason of the candle is because of Matzah Shabbos, Eish was created, which is not so on Matzah Yontiv. So we don't have a candle. Besamim is what? The purpose for Besamim is to give a Nechama because we're losing our Neshama Seira on a Shabbos. Lefi the Rashbam did in the Shema Seira on Yontiv, we should need Besamim on Matzah Yontiv as well. Tosfos argues therefore on the Rashbam. Tosfos says there's no Neshama Yisera. There's no Neshama Yisera on Yontiv. But Lefi the Rashbam, what's the Teretz? Comes the Kedushas Levi, Barditchever, he says it's mamish tremendous. A tremendous Yisod we should never forget. It's a big Yisod in life. A big Chizuk for today and what we're holding right now, Chevra. And he says as follows. He says it's a very different Kedusha, the Kedusha of Shabbos and Kedusha of Yontiv. He says Kedusha of Shabbos is completely Yisrusa de la'el, completely created by the Rebbeinu Shalom, completely created by the Eibishter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we learn, it's this week's Parsha, Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for 6 days, on the seventh day he rested, and created therefore Shabbos to be a day of Kedusha. It comes completely from him. And if it's created from the Eibishter, it's for those 25 hours, no more, no less. Okay, we could have a little Tosefes Shabbos, if you have Tosefes Shabbos. But outside of that time period, there's no more Kedusha. Because it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's Kedusha. And we could tap into that, and we could connect it, and hopefully that's Mechazik on its own level. But when it's over, it's over. And the Shamash Seir is gone. Comes Yontiv. Who creates the Kedusha Yontiv? We create the Kedusha Yontiv. Because we're Mekadesh the Chodesh. We determine when Yomtiv is going to be based on Rosh Chodesh. We create the holiness of Yomtiv. He says, the Berditch, if you create it, it's Rusul the Tatar. It's our Avodah, our hard work creates that Ruchnis, creates that Kedusha. Then what? Since I created it, Vadad is an Isham Esera, Vadad is Ruchnis, Vadad is Kedusha Yomtiv. But it's a Kedusha you could hold on to. It doesn't leave you because you created it. It's a big lesson, by the way, on the side, just in life. The difference between the moments that we enjoy of Ruchnias, those spiritual highs that are very special. You go to a nice kumzitz, a nice shal shudis, a simchas beshueva, a chvesnish, whatever it might be, simchas Torah dancing, and serious amelus betorah, and serious avoidin our kavan and tefillah. They're both important, one as a spark, but the more lasting, lingering Ruchnias is when you put in amelus. It's a big yisod by itself, not to get into right now. But what this does tell us, this Barditchever on the Yartzeit, Chuso Yogin Aleinu, is what? That even though Yantiv is gone, even though Vad, it's the end of Tishrei, and we're coming upon Mar Cheshvan, but Yantiv we can hold on to. Isru Chag, I'm bound to Yantiv. Yantiv is not an end, it's a beginning. And that's, by the way, the famous idea that Rav Soloveitchik says over from his father. I'm sure most of you have heard it before. We know the Rav Soloveitchik, he was very big, and he learned this from his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, to what? To always take chasen bereshis and not chasen Torah. In most yeshivas, the most makomos, the bigger kivud is looked at as chasen Torah. It's called chasen Torah. It has to be, you know. Chasen bereshis, okay, shkoyach. Chasen Torah. The Rav said, no, chasen bereshis is the ikar. And it came from his father. Where do you see this? Mamish makes sense based on what's the source? What's the source of the celebration of Simchas Torah? Where do we learn it from? Where do we learn this idea? Is there a source in Chazal? There is a source in Chazal. It's a Medrash in Shir Hashirim in Aleph Tes. And there the Medrash learns from a Suda, a party, a Mishta, that Shlomo HaMelech made. When Shlomo HaMelech was blessed from the Rabban Shalom with his wisdom, he made a party in celebration. And the Medrash here says, Vayas Mishta L'chol HaVadav, Amar Abelazar, Mikan She'oisin Suda L'gomra Shal Torah. The source that we make a Suda when we finish the Torah. A celebration. A celebration. Aber Rav Soloveitchik asked, how are we comparing the two? When we finish the Torah, it's a Siyam, it's the end. Shlomo HaMelech just got this new brach of wisdom, it was the beginning. Why are they the same? The teretz is, when we celebrate the Simchas Torah, it's not a celebration of an end. It's a celebration that, yeah, I went through Kol HaTorah, and now I could restart with new wisdom and new understanding. Shlomo HaMelech was making a celebration that now I'm going to be able to learn and understand the world and understand the Ribbono Shel Olam in a new light, and that's exciting. I'm looking forward to the future. So too, we went through Simchas Torah. It wasn't a celebration of what I've done in the past. It was, oh, I just finished Torah. Hadron Lach, I'm going to start Bereshis and I'm going to see it in a new light. I'm going to see it with new Chachma. It's a beginning. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik could take Chasim Bereshis and not Chasim Torah. And we sitting here, therefore, Chas V'Shalom, should we be down? Chas V'Shalom, should we be depressed? The Yantav is over. It should be Pum Fakert. Yeah, we finished the Chasim Torah, now it's time for the Chasim Bereshis, the new beginning. Let's take all the Chizik of Yantav and be an Eved Hashem in our learning, in our davening, in a new way. Not Chas V'Shalom, okay, it's an end. I had my Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, Simchas Torah, call it a day, let's start again next year. Like I heard, unfortunately, it's very, very sad. Emes came from a boy that I think highly of, and but he's still a senior in high school and has ways to go. We all have ways to go, every single one of us. But we had a mamish, a beautiful halig hakafos, simchas Torah, mamish kishmak, very, very beautiful. The night, the day, simchas Torah day, we finish hakafos, the kiddush, kibudim, musaf, mincha, I'm leaving yeshiva. It's about 2:30 in the afternoon. You know, by Shtibel, they probably are up to the third Akafa, Chvesnish, I don't know. But Lameisa, it was a nice, it was beautiful. And I'm walking out of Yeshiva, and I'm walking up one of the blocks. I'm walking by myself. And a bunch of the Chevra, a bunch of the Talmidim are behind me. And I overhear one Talmud scream out. I didn't even turn around. I didn't want, but I knew the voice, whatever it was. He screams out, Mamish, I had to say these words. After, imagine, this is a guy who went through, and he was a guy who was dancing and into it, and he's a Ben Torah, dancing all night, Simchas Torah night. We went longer than we've ever gone before. Lel Simchas Torah went a half hour longer than we've ever gone before. It was Mamish, beautiful, Maradik, and Simchas Torah day, it was beautiful. He walked out, I hear him, the first thing he says, at least what I heard out loud, right out of the yeshiva, right when we're finished, he says, what were the exact words? I'm trying to think almost verbatim. I could say, tonight's opening night for the Knicks, baby. Screams it out to the other Chevra. Opening night for the Knicks, baby. That's how he said it. And by the way, not that there's anything wrong with following the Knicks, although I'm not sure if the season's going to be much more exciting than the last season, but that's for time to tell. Lemais, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with following Knicks for a high school senior Vadenisht. Maybe for some of us, it's, you know, we should be above it and have better things to do with our time. But I may, that's subjective to each individual. I'm not saying there's anything terrible following Knicks, or even if you follow the Chvestish, you're a big baseball fan, and it was a World Series game that night. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But you walk out of Simchas Torah. You walk out of that Kedusha, of that Ruchni. And the first thing out of your mouth is an excitement towards a Nyx. That's a level of the Chasam Torah that doesn't understand the Chasam Bereshis. The level of looking at the Yantiv like a Kedusha that was, and that's it. It's finished, over. On to other things. Chas v'shalom lo aleinu. So us sitting here, we understand that's not who we are. And therefore we shouldn't be depressed and we shouldn't be down. And the chizuk should be that all the ruchnis and all the kedusha that we gained is with us. And it's going to be just even all of our Hashem, all of our davening, all of our learning is even bigger now. Based on the Heilige Yom Tovim. But the emphasis is, how do we really keep all the chizuk with us? In what ways specifically? I saw a story... I saw a story and I was trying to understand the story. I think we have pshat in the story. By the Beis Aaron of Karlin. The Beis Aaron of Karlin, by the Nilas HaChag, by Simchas Torah, by Nilas HaChag, he was lamenting, similar to how we're discussing, how sad he was for all the Yom Tov at the end, to all the Hasidim. And then suddenly, as he's lamenting, as he's saying this in a very sad way, He switches his tone and he says, but we have the Nechama. You know what the Nechama is? The Nechama is the long winter nights that are coming upon us. The long winter nights that are coming upon us. What's Pshat? The Beis Aaron of Karlin was excited for what cold, dark winter nights. Let's remember what the long winter lights, what's it been like then. We're not talking about where we have, we Baruch Hashem, we have heating, we have electrical lights. We have Machaya, what's the big deal? Summer, winter, Chvestish, it's all the same. Our temperature, okay, outside, a little different. Our temperatures in the house are the same all year long. We're basically, you know, and as far as with electrical lights, you stay up the same times, everything's easy. So what's so exciting about the long winter nights to the Beis Aaron of Karlin? And that's the Nechama of Yontav. I'm losing Yontav, but I'm going to, don't worry, we have the long winter nights. So Gemara in Tainus, the end of Tainus, we all know. So there already the Chazal teach us, Lo Yom Tovim Ki Yisrael, Ki Yom Kippurim Ketubav. There's no Yontiv like Yom Kippur and Tubav. And Yom Kippur, Yom Slich Mechil, Yom Shinit Nebaluch Shinis, we all understand the God of Yom Kippur. And the Gemara tries to understand what's so great about Tubav, and there are all different ways of going about it. There's all different ways to explain. We're not going to go into all of them right now. The Gemara goes to like five different ways to understand, and they're beautiful Rishonim over there that explain in different ways what the godless of Tubav. But one of the ways to understand the godless of Tubav, and the Gemara discusses it, is Tubav, the 15th of Av, is mamish in the summer when the nights start to get a little bit longer. Meaning in the summer, the days are very long and the nights are very short. Tubav, the 15th of Av, is when we start to get the nights longer and the days shorter. So what? If you look in the Gemara there, at the end of Tainus, you'll see. Therefore, because there are longer nights, and Rashi explains it very well, that what? You have longer nights, you have more time to learn Torah. Specifically in those days, you have to understand, before there was electrical light, so whenever it was light outside, that's when you're working. Once it gets dark outside, you finish work for the day. You finish work, go inside and sit and learn by candlelight. So the longer the nights, the more time you had to learn Torah. The Beis Aaron of Karlin was saying, you know what the Nechama is? The long winter nights, meaning more time to be Amal B'Torah. More time to learn Torah. More time to be Isaac B'Torah. Because there's no greater Nechama, there's no greater way to get close to Hashem than Liman HaTorah. What were so gewaldig about the Yom Tovim? It was a high of singing and dancing. Yeah, it's nice, that's exciting. It was the Kirvas Elokim. It was feeling the Rabbonu Shalom. When I'm davening Rosh Hashanah, I'm davening Yom Kippur, I'm feeling the Rabbonu Shalom in my life. You know what the greatest way to feel the Rabbonu Shalom in your life? Sit and learn Torah. That's the greatest Nechama, the Beis Aaron of Karlin is saying. That's the lingering taste of all the Yom Tovim, which was Simchas Torah. That's how I always like to explain the Heilige Yontav of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a Pella. If you pay attention, Shmini Atzeres, what Chazal say? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kosher lafidaschem. It's difficult for me to separate from you. Similar, just like we're depressed, God's depressed. I mean, I'm only saying this, Chazal says, kosher lafidaschem. Meaning what? Here we've been together, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, El, Seres Mechuva, and suddenly you're going to leave. The Lamashal, you have parents, they have a child, and the child goes to a distant land, is far away for a long time, once a year, could come home, they spend 2 weeks together. The parent says, I don't want you to leave. Stay one more day with me. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, stay one more day with me. What's the obvious question? What's the one day help anything? It just prolongs the inevitable. So the separation anxiety will be at the end of that day. One extra day, shkoyach, big deal. One more day. Okay, the day itself is exciting and nice, but it really doesn't help much. But what are we linked to Shmini Atzeres? Yitzchak had the zchus to be in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is the way we're supposed to celebrate everything. Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is the same day. Meaning what? So you have a Shmini Atzeres. Stay one more day. It's not just stay one more day. What do you celebrate on the Shmini Atzeres? Simchas Torah. Meaning what? If you're connected to Torah, we're always connected. We never leave each other. And that's the biggest nechama. And that's what the Beis Aaron of Karlin was saying. You had Yontav and you're depressed, don't worry, you have Torah. You know, a lot of us had the schlitz to be together Erev Rosh Hashanah, by slichos, by the Heil Goel. And we said the following slicha there. We only say a few slichos, but this is one of them that we said. And you'll pay attention, you know these words also, on Yom Kippur we say this slicha as well. And the words are as follows. Hahir HaKadosh V'HaMachoyzois, the holy city and all its regions, Hayu L'Cherpo L'Vizos, they turn to shame and to spoils, V'Chol Machmadeh Tavuos U'Gnuzos, and all the precious treasures are hidden away, are buried, V'Ein Shir Rak HaTorah Zois. And we don't have left except Torah. All we have left is Torah. We're lamenting Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we have no Beis HaMikdash. Bein Lekadosh Baruch Hu Al-Dal HaMashalach, but all we have left is Torah to connect to Hashem. But maybe we say, when I think about this, we talk about losing out on Kedushas HaMakom. We don't have Beis HaMikdash, we don't have all the Kalim Beis HaMikdash, we don't have any of that, it's hard, but we have Torah. So similarly, we don't have Rosh Hashanah anymore, we don't have Yom Kippur, we don't have Shofar, we don't have Levin Esrog, we don't have Sukkah, we don't have Simchas Torah. And we're entering into Mar Cheshvan, Ein Lanu Rak Shir, Ein Shir Rak HaTorah Azois. But we still have Torah. We still have Torah. And that's the biggest chizik in the world. So that's first of all. So first of all is to recognize that we didn't have Besamim Matzah Yom Tov, and it's a year of Yisruchag, we're bound to the Yom Tov, and how so? Through Limud HaTorah. And we're going to be... Some of us started this man, some are about to start this man. More modern yeshivas, you know, sometimes you have to look for the milas everywhere. The modern yeshivas, at least they know, the mila starts this man right away. Yom Tov ends, it's time to start this man. When does this man end? It's another question at the end, okay. So you need the milas from everywhere. Regardless of whether we started this man, we didn't start this man, we got into our learning hopefully already. And we're going to start this man, and it should be with his chadshus of Limud HaTorah to recognize that's how I'm ultimately connected to Hashem in the deepest of ways. But there's another chizik I want to give of how we could really stay with all the kedusha, all the holiness, all the ruchnias that we gained. Yontav is beautiful, and Yontav is nice. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkah, Simchas Torah. But Yontav is kulo kedusha. That's one level of Avodas Hashem. But the highest level of Avodas Hashem is even B'Gashmi, even in a Makom of Gashmi, even B'Chol, I'm going to be Kaddosh, and I'm going to elevate all the Chol to Kedusha. There's no higher level. Is it difficult to be a good Yid on Yom Kippur? Is it difficult to be a good Yid on Simchas Torah? Okay, some maybe you know, Simchas Torah, there's challenges. But for us, it's difficult Vadanisht. But yeah, in the middle on a Tuesday afternoon in Mar Cheshvan, are we going to be that same Yid on fire with our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mekadesh the Chol? Thus is the Iker in showing that I'm a true Eved Hashem. And that's what our opportunity is now. I saw such an amazing Torah. It was about Simchas Torah from the Divrei Yoel, Rav Yoelish, the Satmar Rav Zatzal. And he says, listen, this is tremendous Torah. Mamish, I'm still jumping from this Torah. You understand what I mean by jumping from this Torah. In Yedid Nefesh, we say, Mishoich Avdecha El Ritzoynecha. Mishoich Avdecha El Ritzoynecha. So Divrei Yoel says, B'derech Drush, what we're saying is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mishoich Avdecha, pull your Eved, pull us. El Ritzoynecha, to what you want. And what are we saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam? We're saying, we want you to be koina us with Kinyan Mashiach. One of the kinyanim, one of the ways to acquire like an animal, to pull it. You pull the animal, right? Mashiach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mishoich Avdecha, pull us, be koina us, acquire us. We want to be one with you. So comes the Yoel, says, how can we say such a thing? We pass Kinyan Choshe Mish, but by Kinyan Mashiach, you can't be koina b'rshus ha-meicher. You're still in the makom of the seller, so the buyer can't be koina with Mashiach, because you're still there. So imagine, you're ichvesnis, you go to purchase an animal, and you pull the animal, but you're all doing it on the farm of the person you're buying from, so shkoich, you pulled it, but it's still on his property, you didn't really do much. It's not a good kinyan. So, la'ashem ha'aretz m'loa, the whole world is Hashem. So, kinyan Mashiach, and this ki'ilu what? Being koina b'rishos ha'meicher. How could a Kadosh Baruch Hu be koina as b'rishos ha'meicher? What's going on? So then it says, Yoretz avdecha kamo ayil. No, but your eved, us, runs kamo ayil. We run like an ayil. How does an ayil run? You ever see an ayil run? You go into a zoo, you go into a farm. It doesn't just run. It hops, right? It glides. Right? When you see a ram, you see, it glides. It takes jumps. It jumps and jumps and jumps. So Rav Yehudah says, you know why we say, Yaretz avdecha kamo ayil? Once we realize you can't be koinas kin Mashiach, aber the halach is even b'shus meicher, you can be koinah b'kinyin hagbah. When we're jumping up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lifting us up. Now we're koinah to the Eibishter. This is what Rav Yehudah explains. And when do we do that, Rav Yehudah says, the Vial says? When do we do it? Simcha's Torah, when we're jumping and tancing with the Eibishter, with the Torah, we're tancing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koinah b'kinyin hagbah. Aber what? Why specifically? What? Okay, shkoyach, beautiful. What's this idea of jumping besides for being koinah b'hagbah? So, I remember if this was him or Melech Biderman who brought it down. But the idea is when you jump, you're leaving the gashmias. You're taking yourself away from the gashmi, from the earth. What you're saying is, I'm going to be ma'ale, I'm going to elevate myself above the gashmias. Even though vada, I know I exist here, I'm in this world, but I'm going to elevate all the gashmias. Our avoida, as we leave the yamim toivim, is hopefully we're so on fire with the Eibishter, with ruchnias, that I'm ready to take it all to the next level. And the next level is that not only on Yom Tovim I'm one with Hashem, I'm going to elevate my whole life, whatever I'm involved, it's going to be Kadosh. And I don't need to be at Ne'il on Yom Kippur. I don't need to be Simchas Torah night. Every day, every meal, every moment of my life, I'm Shavis Yashem Nagi Somed. This is what it means. Baal Shem Tov says, we say, Chazal Ezu Gibor, no, who's a strong person? HaKoyvesh Yesh Yisro. What does that mean? You capture Yetzirah. Ezu Gibor? What's Ezu mean? Does Ezu really mean who is? What's Ezu mean? What's Ezu? Ezu means which is. Right? Meaning when you're comparing to Ezu Gibor, which one is strong? You're comparing two things. What does it mean Ezu Gibor HaKoyvesh Yesh Yisro? The Baal Shem Tov explains, there's two ways to deal with the Yetzirah. One way is to take the Yetzirah and just throw it away. And just push it away. Aber what? If you push it away, it could always come back. And one way is to mamish capture it, so it never could deal with you at all. He says, derech mashal. You have a ganav. And the ganav's going around and stealing from all different mekomos. And you know it's going to come into your store. So there's two things you could do. You can go, and you could hide behind the chvesnes somewhere, and when the ganav walks in, scream and yell and will run away. So you got rid of your ganav, but the ganav could always come back the next day then. Or you could hide and you could mamash snatch the ganav and capture the ganav. Ezu Giber, what's stronger to deal with the Yetzara? Koivish is the stronger. Mamash capture the Yetzara. What does it mean, capture the Yetzara? One way is to say, okay, I'm going to abstain from the physical world. I'm going to be a Yom Kippur Degid always. I'm going to be living in Shemayim. So that I pushed away my Yetzara. I don't deal with it all. I don't deal with Gashmis. But what's the Ezu Giber? What's the stronger way? Hakoivish is Yisro. I'm going to capture it. I'm going to deal with it. I'm just going to elevate it all. Vada, I'm going to eat. And Vada, I'm going to be normal. And Vada, I'm going to live a life. But I'm going to elevate every little thing I do. Bikdusha Vatara. How do we do this? How do we do this? I saw someone who wrote some sort of Breslov article. I don't know if it was from Shalom Arush, if I'm not mistaken. And he gave different steps of talking how to elevate the mundane. He said, first of all, recognize whatever you do when you're doing it for others. So that's kadosh. That's all ben al nochavero. Have in mind, whatever you, if you're involved, in, you're a lawyer and you're helping other people. Vada, you can earn parnasa, but I'm helping other people. And have that in mind. Have your machshavas in mind. I'm helping other people. He said. Secondly, if it's you're involved in whatever it is parnasa, so realize that that parnasa is so I could do mitzvah, so I could support my family, so I could support my wife, so I could support my kids, so I could learn Torah, so I could buy kosher food, so I could send my kids to yeshiva, chvesish, whatever it is. Have these machshavas in mind. He said, "Vada daven for atzlach in whatever you're doing." When we're davening for atzlach, we're connecting to the Rabbanu Shalom to what we're doing. We're recognizing that builds our amuna to realize everything comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. Vada constantly give akarsa tov to the Rabbanu Shalom for anything in your life. Whatever we're doing, try to elevate it to a level of kedusha. And then, obviously, whatever we're doing, try to look at it and understand how could this be for kedusha. I'm eating so that I could be healthy, so that I could learn, so that I could daven. But we have to start this. It takes a certain sensitivity to be thought out and to think about what we are doing to elevate it to kedusha. But that's hakoyvish yisro. And that's jumping above the ground and sort of elevating the ground. That's the Hagbah. I saw it from the Tzvar Shlomo. Tzvar Shlomo says we see this as well in Parashat Bereishis. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes. Right away at the beginning of the Torah. This is how the Radomsker learns this. Vayoyim Elokim Yikavu Amayim Yitachas Shemayim El Mokum Echad. Yikavu Amayim. Reb Chaim Vital explains all the Sefer Kabbalah. Mayim is tanugim, is our pleasure, is gashmias. Geshem, rain, mayim, right? Geshem, gashmias. Yikavu ha-mayim, you should hope that all your mayim, you should have tikva, that all your mayim, all your tanugim, all your gashmias, mitachas ha-shamayim, that's under the heaven, meaning all the gashmias you're involved in this world, el makom echad, should be all filtered towards Hashem echad. So the Dumsker learns this pasuk. All our gashmias. That's how we walk away. That's how we walk away from Yontiv. Vada, the Torah, like we explained, tremendous oisek in Amelus B'Torah, but also in trying to recognize when I'm involved in Chol, I want to elevate it all for Avodas Hashem. Maybe that's also his thinking, his pshat. In the pasuk we learn Isruchag, is a pasuk in Tehillim in Kuf Yud Ches, Isruchag ba'avoisim ad karnos hamizbeach. Refers to being bound to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was a makom that what? You took gashmias, you took animals, and you burnt them up to Shemayim. It represented, it was symbolic more than anything else, was mamish, the quintessential makom where you're taking gashmias and elevating it to Kedusha. That's Isru Chag. We're learning, leaving the Chag, and to learn how to elevate everything today, Bishter, everything that we do. You know, there was once a king. There was once a king, a melech, and the melech has a son. And the ben melech, and he went off the derech completely, and he went, and he was terrible, and he was hanging out with all the thieves, and mamish, every avir under the sun, and it was very, very sad for the melech. And then the son, eventually, over time, he realized he's living such a terrible life, he's such an embarrassment to his father. He wasn't happy anyways. He was chayzer b'tshuva. And he came back to the palace and he apologized to the father for all the embarrassment and he really told him he worked on himself and he's a changed man. And the father wanted to forgive him and move on, but he said he really, the melech, the king, was very worried. and weary whether he really was able to change, whether he wouldn't fall back to his old ways. He let him back in the palace, but he was very nervous. He didn't accept him fully. The son went to get Eitzah. He wanted to be accepted by his father, by the Melech. And the Baal Eitzah, this Chacham, told him, you know what, if you go and you're Makariv, all your other friends, all the other thieves that you used to hang out with, and you turn them all around also, you see the Melech will completely believe you're a changed man. And Kachave, he went and he was Makariv in the Mashbiah and turned all them around as well. What's Pshat? Not only did it show a tremendous passion for to turn, but it showed Mamish now he had nothing to fear. Why was the king so afraid? He's afraid. He's still going to hang out with these people and they're going to be much beyond him. Now they're all changed. There's nothing to worry about anymore. So too comes Eibishter. And Eibishter has B'nai Melech, each and every one of us. And all year long we strayed and we didn't do what we were supposed to do and we were far away. And now we come back, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. We say we're changed and we're with you again. And we're back here. And Eibishter also is a little bit weary. Are you really back with me? Are you really back with me? Or are you going to go back to your old ways? Watch, let's wait and see, right? Simchas Torah is over, a week later, 2 weeks older. Wait, are you any different than you were before Rosh Hashanah? But if we go, so what is he worried? He's worried with the hashpos of what? Of Gashmias, the taifas of our life that have pulled us away, will pull us away again eventually. So if we go and we take all the chol and we elevate it to Kedusha and we show that we're going to eat like a mensch and our eating is going to be with brachas and slowly and every and my parnasa and my limud achol and whatever else, my family life, everything that I do, Kedusha v'tahara, and I elevate it all and I take all that, the Rebbeinu says, oh, this is MS, I see he's not going to fall back anyway. Das is our avodah. Bizrizus, right away. That's why I picked up on Simchas Torah. The Kuntres from Karlenstein was in the Beis Medrash in DRS, and he has a shtickel at the end, the last piece of taking the Yontiv with us. And I saw him there. He says, "We learn Zrizus from where? Vayashkem Avram Baboker Vayachavosh Chamoro. From Avram Avinu, who wakes up early. It's a tremendous makom to learn Zrizus from. Most say, look, you're learning Avram Avinu is going to kill his son Yitzchak, and he wakes up early. Achas kam v'kam us, every mitzvah we do should be with Zrizus. But he brought down there, I don't remember who he brought it from, over his own. What's the Zrizus? What's the rest of the pasuk? Vayashkem v'moker, he wakes up early. He doesn't say Vayashkem v'moker, la'kedus. He says Vayachavosh chamoro. Literally, we learn it, we translate to saddle his donkey. But maybe Vayachavosh chamoro is to Vayachavosh chamoro is chomrius, to capture his chomrius. To capture his materialism, his gashmius. Koivish is Yisrael. That's the zrizus we have to have. That's how we have to leave a yontiv. That's how the yontiv could be with us, and not just with us. We could be much higher than the yontiv. Because Vadon yontiv, we were with Kadosh Baruch Hu. But then in the dark winter nights, as the Beis Aaron of Karlin said, I'll be back with the Rabbeinu Shalom in the most beautiful of ways. So Bezer Yom is Baruch, each and every one of us. Each one of us be Zoicha. Zoicha Mamish to Isru Chag, be bound to Chag, to keep all the Kedusha, all the Chizuk, all the Ruchnias with us. To recognize, I didn't make a Baruch B'Misam, because I'm still connected to my Chag, to my Yontiv in the most deepest of ways. And realize the greatest way to do that is Simchas Torah, Sulima Torah, being Oisik B'Torah. Because that's how I'm most connected to the Eibishter, most connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom. But also I have to elevate all the Gashmias in my life. Elevate every moment of my life, B'Kedusha V'Tahara. Realize everything I do could be Ratzon Hashem. But that takes my Machshavos, V'Yachavosh Es Chamoro, B'Koivis Es V'Yetzahara. Jump away from the Gashmi, but not away. By elevating it, B'Kedusha V'Tahara, B'Koinet to the Rebbeinu Shel Be'Agba, therefore we zoiche that this year Mamish will be able, by the end of the year, to look back and say it was Mamish, not that the Yamim Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah was only the beginning. It was the beginning spark. Be zoiche in that tzchus to only Geula, Yeshua, Simcha, and Bracha for each and every one of us and all of Klal Yisrael.